The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of Saint Mark in the 10th chapter. And they came, that is Jesus and the disciples, they came to Jericho. And he and the disciples and a large crowd, as he and the disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then he sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said to him, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So many important things going on at this point in Jesus' ministry. So many things happening. And what we are especially mindful of this morning is where they are, location. This location, dear friends, is critical. It's really important. Now, I'm sure all of you have been in the right time, at the right place, at the right moment in your lives. You can also happen to be in the wrong place, at the wrong time, at the wrong moment. That too happens. For example, this man is here, and there's a choice. My in-laws, whom I'm thinking about quite a bit, and you will understand why. Both of my in-laws, I knew to be involved in real estate when I first met my wife. What I was told was they were in insurance, but I quickly found out that they also had both the realtor's licenses, my father and mother-in-law. And what my father-in-law said to me about the housing that we were buying and then not buying was, "It's always about location." And I said to him, "Certainly, there's always a church in my backyard or a church in my side yard." And he says, "Yeah, but you're a minister. Most of us don't carry one of those around in our back pocket." He said, "It's about location." And then he gave me this example that I've heard many times since. Young couple and their four kids are looking for a new house. And the realtor shows them two entirely different houses. One house is presented to them, is wonderful. 6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. Wonderful square footage, got everything they need. It is immaculate, ready to move into. Then they're shown a second house. The second house is a fixer-upper. Now, those of us who've hung around long enough, you know the definition of a fixer-upper. It's, "Oh Lord, how much money am I going to spend?" And usually the corollary statement that goes with that, "Oh yeah, and what am I going to find underneath?" We had that happen when we moved to Edmonton. Everything was fine until we decided to do a little remodeling in the older end of the house. We wanted new flooring. We needed it in this one area. And immediately we're told, well, you're fine, so long as you put it on top. And we went, well, no, we want rid of those ugly tiles. And they said, do you know how much asbestos is under there? And I went, oh, great. That's what you run into. Now, there's those two houses. I'll add a little more to those two houses. Behind the fixer-upper is 5 acres of bush. All kinds of things going on in there. And behind the house that's pristine, ready to go, you can move into it. About 1.5 kilometers over is one of the expressways in southern Ontario. And right behind that, maybe not more than 1 kilometer, is one of the runways for the airport. Now, which house do you think they picked? Don't answer me on that one. The kids were overjoyed, by the way, with the one they did choose. It's about location. We're in Jericho. You are standing at this moment in the oldest place on the planet continuously inhabited. Jericho is 11,000 years old. I remember the first time we took our youngest son to Europe. I said to him, now look, before we go anywhere, I want you to understand something. Walking around here, it's new if it's after 1867. And he said, Dad, our country's only that old. I said, I know, but it's new if it's any time after that. And he looked at me in disbelief. Until we started doing some touring. And the houses were 500 years old with thatch and 1,000 years old and being restored. And some of the places we stood went way back further than that. It's about the location. Jesus is in the oldest place, headed for Jerusalem. That's for another sermon. He's got a choice. He can either sit there and be quiet, or he can say things. He wants to be healed. He says things. And the problem with that is now he's calling Jesus out. Jesus is the son of David. Some of you who are in the Bible study will remember the question I asked you, which genealogy are we using here? Jesus being the son of David. I'll let you look it up. It's either in Matthew or in Luke. What is happening is Jesus is being identified. And that's not right because the Pharisees are listening. The authorities are paying attention. And we're going to get in trouble here in just about 2 seconds. It's dangerous. But this man says, Jesus, you are the son of David. Heal me. The other thing out of this text is this. And Jesus doesn't touch him. Notice he doesn't have to. Your faith has restored you. Your faith in who I am. Your faith in who God is. Your faith has brought you here. And your faith has brought you to the right location at the right time in the right place, and you are whole. And his faith then does something that doesn't happen very often. Notice how this gospel reading ends. And he followed him. A man who's healed, a man who's restored, a man who becomes one of the followers, one of the first Christians. Being in the right place at the right time is critical, dear friends, as we witness to what goes on. And God will use us even if we don't think so. This comes from a colleague of mine in Ontario. He said, I had this woman, because he lives in one of those university towns, He had this woman in the congregation. She was finishing her master's, headed for her PhD. She was looking for a job because you need money to walk around with. And so she was reading through the ads and saw this notice for the director of a soup kitchen. She gets all decked out. Very nice business suit, portfolio in hand, heads down to the soup kitchen. There's no directions. So she knocks on the door and somebody inside says, "Come in, it's open, it's unlocked." And she walks in. And the first thing she sees is this, only lined up. There's a whole bunch of people there because she's arrived just about lunchtime. And she's looking around the crowd, trying to figure out what happens next. And this woman who's at the back of the line standing next to her, who's wearing clothes that are worn, are shiny, are somewhat holy, says to her, "Dear, is this your first time here?" And she says, "Yes." And this woman pats her on the arm and says, "It's all right. It gets easier." And in that moment, God is talking to her because all of a sudden she realizes that the Lord has just blessed her with what this work is about. It's about being in the right place at the right time with the Lord. Now, God's going to put us in places. God's going to put us with people this day and this week, dear friend. Ask the Lord to send you to the right people at the right place at the right time so you're in the right location as we work for the kingdom. Amen.